Way News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump publicly and forcefully lashed out at Germany at the start of the annual NATO summit in Brussels. Trump's tirade was aimed at Germany's support for a ballistic sea gas pipeline deal with Russia.
I think it's something that NATO has to look at. I think it's very inappropriate. You and I agree that it's inappropriate. I don't know what you can do about it now, but it certainly doesn't seem to make sense that they pay billions of dollars to Russia, and now we have to defend them against Russia.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel said Germany makes independent policies and decisions. The dramatic exchange between Mr. Trump and NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg set the tone for what was already expected to be a tense day of meetings with leaders of the military alliance. China aims to hit back at U.S. threats to expand tariff hikes. AP correspondent Charles Desma reports.
The comments by a Chinese foreign ministry spokeswoman follows the U.S. trade representative's announcement that the department's preparing to impose 10% tariffs on a wide range of goods, from fish stocks to French doors, in the escalating trade dispute. Asked what Beijing would do in response, the spokeswoman gave no details but said, "We will take firm and forceful measures." I'm Charles Ledesma.
British police said Wednesday they have spoken briefly to the surviving victim of a nerve agent poisoning in the southwest of England as they try to uncover how he and his girlfriend were exposed to the deadly toxin. Charlie Rowley is said to be improving and no longer in critical condition. Assistant Police Commissioner Neil Basu said that Novichok could remain active for 50 years if kept in a sealed container. This is VOA News. A provincial official said two suicide bombers stormed an education department building in Afghanistan's eastern Nangarhar province on Wednesday. At least 10 people were killed and 8 others wounded. VOA's Jeff Custer has more on that attack as well as a second.
It was not immediately clear who was behind the attack, but both the Taliban and an Islamic State group affiliate are active in eastern Afghanistan. Elsewhere, a roadside bomb struck a vehicle in western Farah province. That attack killed 5 civilians, including 2 women and a small child, and wounded 4 others. No one claimed responsibility, but Taliban fighters have stepped up their attacks against security forces in Farah. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Thais and people around the world reacted with relief, gratitude, and exhilaration Wednesday after the successful rescue of the last group of 12 boys and their soccer coach from a flooded cave complex, ending a 17-day ordeal that gripped the world. Reuters' Ed Giles has that story.
Officials in charge of the epic rescue thanked the help that had arrived from around the world.
Today, Thais, Team Thailand, government officials and the private sector, as well as the media and the world's moral support, we managed to do something we've never expected we could do. It's a world first.
The ordeal has dominated headlines in Thailand, with newspapers splashing the words "Mission Accomplished" across their front pages. And the news had people all around the country overjoyed.
That's Reuters reporter Ed Giles. A former FBI lawyer accused of exchanging disparaging messages about U.S. President Donald Trump will defy a subpoena that she appeared today for questioning by 2 House of Representatives committees. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn explains.
According to Lisa Page's lawyer, Page was not given enough time to prepare for questioning. The lawyer, Amy Jaffress, requested a postponement from the House Judiciary and Oversight Committees. She says her request was denied, so her client won't appear despite a subpoena. Page is part of the GOP investigation into alleged bias at the Justice Department. She exchanged text messages critical of Donald Trump with FBI agent Peter Strzok. Both worked on the FBI investigation into Democrat Hillary Clinton's emails and later Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Robert Goodlatte is suggesting Page could be presented for a vote to hold her in contempt of Congress. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the Syrian government widened its offensive to recover the southwest on Wednesday. It said the offensive targeted the Yarmouk Basin area, which borders the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights and Jordan. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Great news! It's VOA.